Any views, thoughts, or opinions expressed on the Rejuvenating Health podcast are solely that of the speakers and are intended as such. Please contact your trusted medical practitioner for medical advice. Let's go, girls. Hey, ladies, welcome back to the Rejuvenating Health podcast. I'm Shauna, and today I'm here with women's health nurse practitioner, Lindsay Van Schoik. And we have a special guest on our podcast today. We have Angel, who is one of our clients inside of Rejuvenating. So we're super excited to have her on today to give you guys another glimpse into our program from a client.
Yeah, Angel came to us not necessarily wanting to lose weight like a lot of people, but you just weren't feeling good, right? So kind of tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of what your lifestyle looks like before, I guess, or currently still.
Right. I'm very busy. I work crazy shifts, and I really don't have time for a whole lot of extra stuff. So it's got to be like quick and stuff that I can work into my day. So my coach has helped me out a lot with that. So,
so you're a police officer, right? Yeah.
Yes.
And you're,
yes, I'm a police officer and I'm 50.
So, and you work night shift?
Yeah. I work all shifts. Yes, ma'am.
That's
yeah.
So you are busy. Lifestyle.
Yes, ma'am.
And high stress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you had a hysterectomy.
Yeah. And do you have kids?
My children are grown.
They're grown. Okay. Yeah. So, okay. Still busy though.
Yeah. Yes.
So you had a hysterectomy quite a while ago, correct?
In 2018. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And you've been on hormone replacement kind of ever since then, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you came like wanting to lose like maybe 15 pounds or so, right? But it was more, you were aching and yeah. Kind of tell us about why you came and why you started.
I really wasn't like necessarily wanting to lose weight. I just was bigger than I'd ever been. And the things that I always did just wasn't working. And then I would ache all over. I just didn't feel like doing much. I could make it through my work day, but then after that, I was just exhausted. And I kind of attributed that to just all the shift works that I was doing and the 12 hours and all nights, and then turning around and getting back on days as soon as that was over, and then having grown kids and trying to go and do what they do and keep up with what they're doing. And so I kind of attributed to that, but then I was also like trying to run marathons and incorporate that into my life. And so I was kind of like just nothing was working like it used to. So, and I was drained and I was having emotional, like I was happy one minute and mad the next and, you know, crying the next. And so I was just all over the place. And so I was just kind of looking for somebody to help me figure out what. And my doctors weren't doing that. They were just giving me hormones.
So. Yeah. Yeah. And it wasn't like your nutrition was bad. You drank like, I think, what, one soda a day?
Yeah, and my coffee was my main thing that I drank because I thought I need caffeine. I need something to keep me going and wake me up and all that. So, yeah, sodas weren't that big of a deal. I probably drank like a half of one maybe every day, but then coffee was my big thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So whenever we did your lab work, like we didn't find anything super crazy. Your liver enzymes were kind of elevated. You had some elevated triglyceride to HDL ratios, which can indicate a little bit of metabolic disease. Your folate was really low. Your T3 was kind of low. You had some low vitamin D. But the main thing for you is we found that you had a ton of inflammation in your body. Like your CRP was over 2, your homocysteine was over 10, and your ferritin levels were like 2,441, which like screams inflammation. And I'm sure that's why you felt so terrible, why your bones hurt and your joints hurt and all of that type of stuff. So was that kind of, what was it like for you to get those findings and see that you had that?
it made sense. It really made a lot of sense because I was like, well, that's got to be it. And so I was very glad to hear that y'all could actually put your finger on something, you know, or didn't say, oh, well, we don't know what's wrong with you, you know, like the doctors do. So,
yeah.
I had been told that so many times. Well, we don't know.
Yeah, when clearly there's like a ferritin level like that, it just screams inflammation. So when we find labs like that, we kind of, for one, you're one of the best clients. Like, I know you do exactly what Jaleesa says, which is super helpful, but we didn't really ask you to do something that's super easy. We kind of put you on an elimination diet to get rid of all kinds of.
Hard.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't easy per se, right?
It's hard, but I was willing to do whatever I had to because it meant that much to me because of the suffering that I've been going through for so long.
Yeah, and so not every client we put on an elimination diet, or sometimes we just cut out gluten, sometimes we cut out dairy. It kind of just depends what your labs say. But with all the symptoms that you had and that your hormones were already optimized and you were insulin resistant, but you just had all this inflammation, we asked you to do a pretty intense elimination diet for 30 days. So on day one, we had you cut out all grains. On day two, dairy. Day three, added sweeteners. Day four, inflammatory oils, and then legumes, and then nuts and seeds, and then eggs, and then nightshades. So it was a pretty restrictive diet. And we always preach to people, don't do anything that you can't do for over 30 days. But this is something that we don't ask you to do for over 30 days. But kind of what was that like for you, and what results did you get from going through that process?
Well, as it went by, I started feeling like, so immediately, like the first week or two, I automatically felt like somebody let the drain out, because it was like the swelling and the fluid retention just kind of like just let go. And I started being able to, I've caught myself like couldn't catch my breath a lot. I was like going like that all the time. And I started feeling like I wasn't doing that so much. And so then I would step on the scales and I was like, the fluid was just going down, 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 down. Cause I knew I wasn't losing weight. I knew it was water weight. Cause I could tell by the way my clothes were fitting. And so I was telling Jaleesa, I was like, you won't believe this, but like I'm already losing the fluid from the inflammation. And she was like, oh, that's awesome. So with what she was telling me to do, I was willing to do the next week, even if it meant, and I'll peek at my husband, I'm like, I'm about to be down to dirt and water here for long. But I'm willing to do whatever they tell me to do because it was working. It was actually working for me. And I started not, like after the third week or fourth week, I told Jaleesa, I said, I actually slept without hurting.
That's amazing.
And she was like, for real? And I was like, yeah. So whatever I hit that week had some major influence on whatever was making me hurt. And I'm pretty sure it was dairy. Whatever I'm eating, whatever I was eating in dairy was causing me to have joint pain. And because now if I accidentally go out to eat and they put cheese or something on my food, I go back into hurting again.
Yeah, and I think it's important to, like, that's the whole reason why we do this elimination protocol with you, is so you can find out what foods cause that, right? It's not that we can't add the foods back in, because if you found that dairy didn't hurt you, then go eat dairy again, right, after the 30 days. Right. But now you know that, okay, dairy triggers this huge inflammatory response in me, and I can eat it, but I'm going to really pay the consequences eat that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
So how much weight are you down, like inflammation and weight?
17 pounds.
And you're three months in? How long have you been doing it?
I started November 15th.
So only 2 months and you're down 17 pounds.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And that goes to show, and all the ladies listening who are in the program or not in the program, that goes to show when you join a program and you give it your all and you listen to your coach and you follow what we are saying to do, that it does work. It will work if you're willing to communicate with your coach and put the work in, it works. And Angel's just yet another proof of that.
I just say that I haven't been doing like a certain amount of food per se, just the right foods, if that makes any sense. Because I eat what it makes me full. But I just eat the stuff that I'm allowed to because it doesn't make me hurt. We've eliminated the rest. Because I've only got this.
Right.
I'm narrowed down to just so much right now to where, you know, but the things I pick out that I like and I can deal with and I can make that's good for me, that works for my schedule. So I think that's helped. But I don't like go, okay, well, I got to eat this much. I eat what fills me up. So I don't know if, you know.
No, that's what we want you to do. Yeah, intuitive eating, right? Like we want you to eat till you're full and eat the foods that love your body back.
Right. Yeah. And that's how you learn your body. You know, we say that all the time. Being in tune with your body is so crucial. Mm-hmm. And that's a great way of learning your body. Yeah.
Right. And I only weigh every 30 days.
Perfect. Don't weigh every day.
Yeah. I don't weigh every day.
No.
Yeah. And you're not doing anything crazy workouts either, right? Like, yes, I know you want to run a marathon, but you're working a job and you're working night shift and you're listening to your body.
Yeah. I didn't work out the first month or month and a half. Probably I've just started now I've eased into dumbbells. And yes, I had a half marathon and a marathon pre-scheduled and I had to do those, but I didn't train for them. If that makes sense.
Oh my gosh, you did a half marathon and a marathon and didn't train for them?
Yeah, not in these
last two. You ran the marathon untrained?
Yes, ma'am. Because I didn't.
Oh, wow.
Because I didn't want to cause any inflammation. So for the last 2 months of that, I've been on this, I haven't done any exercises except those two events.
Yeah, because I remember.
When was that?
Yeah, Jaleesa told me that you had signed up for a marathon and I was like, ooh, she can't do that with that inflammation.
December. Angel's like, watch me. I just won't train.
December.
Can you finish?
Yes, ma'am. December 2nd.
Oh, good for you. Look at you.
Did you do it? Yeah. And like, I knew that was a goal for you. Did you have like a good time and your body felt okay doing it?
Yes, ma'am. I didn't stop running.
I'm proud.
I did. That's amazing.
I just didn't want to die. That's all. That was my goal.
Not to die.
That's amazing, though. I mean, and you must have, obviously, you were fueling your body properly because to be able to do that and last that amount of time without training, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah. That's impressive. So are you working with Jaleesa now to add things back in, or what's your nutrition kind of looking like right now?
We're not adding back in yet. We're still on.
Not yet.
No, we're not adding back in yet.
I get that. Yeah. And I always tell people, well, we don't want you to be on this restrictive diet forever. And dairy is something that you probably shouldn't add back in. But, and maybe even gluten, right? Probably not gluten either. But like eggs and stuff like that is probably something that you could start adding back in. So what's a typical day of eating kind of looking like for you right now when you're on this protocol?
Mostly I do like a protein smoothie for breakfast because I'm so like rushed. Or eggs and fruit. If I can get my husband to cook it for me. And then for lunch, I will do like some kind of salad, like chicken or taco salad, but leave off any kind of dairy off of it, like cheese or that. And then at night, I'll cook for work or whatever I cook salmon with asparagus or broccoli or some kind of vegetable or chicken and asparagus or broccoli or something like that. And then for a snack, I have fruit.
That's a really good diet, right? Like that's how we should be eating the majority of time if we're eating wholesome
diet. And I take a lot with me and I eat what I can.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
That's what I tell a lot of my ladies too, we started on, you know, the inflammation protocol is essentially most of it is how you should eat regularly. It's how we should eat all the time. It's just whole healthy foods and you feel so much better when you do it.
Yeah. I think we preach this all the time. Eat things that have a mother, that come from the ground, that you can pluck from a tree, right? Like gluten doesn't have a mother. Dairy, mm-hmm. it really doesn't have a mother. A lot of people have dairy tolerances. Added sweeteners, I get it. Sugars right. from the ground, but yeah. it's really
and I haven't drank anything but water in 2 months. And I don't
Coke?
No, ma'am. I dropped it all. I put Coke and coffee down the first week. She told me I couldn't
cold
have
turkey.
My sweet. Yeah, cold turkey. She said I couldn't have my sweet and my creamer. She said, "You can have black coffee." I was like, "No, that's not happening." So I just put it down.
Yeah,
I'd rather
just
hard.
Not drink it. Yeah. Did you have caffeine withdrawals?
Not really. I just do whatever. And then she said I couldn't add my water, my flavor to the water because it had added sugar. So I was like, oh my God, you're killing me. So we kind of did
that.
That's
Jaleesa, man.
Yeah.
She's a tough one. No.
She cut me. I was like, oh Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it through it because it had caffeine in it. It was my only caffeine I had left. Oh Lord. So now I'm down. For the majority of this, I've been nothing but water for two months.
That's awesome. But I think yeah. people need to realize that, like, you didn't do this for a vanity reason, right? You were legit right. miserable. Like, you were having brain fog and joint pain, and you couldn't sleep. And it was, like, really affecting your quality of life and your health, right? Like, that ferritin level was causing you to have liver damage. So if you didn't do something about it, if you didn't find out what was causing it and do something about it, then you were going to be struggling with liver damage, maybe autoimmune conditions, maybe some thyroid conditions. Like there was a lot of stuff that this wasn't done out of a vanity issue. Now it was done because you had to do it and you were worried about your health. And so when you see those lab results and then you're told to do something really hard, that can be a huge motivator for you. And I think you did like you saw results in the first week. So you're like, that's a huge motivator for people, right? If you can give something time.
And I automatically started feeling better too.
Yeah.
And then,
because
I thought I was well on my way to having dementia for real. Like I couldn't remember. Like I'd look at my kid and go, "What's your name?"
Yeah.
You know. So it was serious. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, because I mean, your homocysteine was really elevated, so you weren't methylating properly. Like you had low folate. Your homocysteine was elevated, your liver enzymes were elevated. And when we don't methylate, it causes a lot of anxiety and depression and brain fog and ADHD symptoms. So that doesn't shock me.
Right. And one more thing, the supplements that you put me on, they help so much because I can tell when I don't take them. Like when I run off to work and I don't take them, I'm like, I can tell I didn't take my stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. I'm trying to pull up. What exactly did we put you on? I know we put you on
six different things.
Yeah.
In the methyl bar.
We put you on some vitamin D.
Yep.
Let's see. Some vitamin D, probably some methyl guard. Turmeric. Yeah, turmeric because you had a lot of inflammation. Let's see, I'll just pull
it
up.
I told you, Alyssa, it was helping me with my eating because I didn't have to eat like after I took them things because I was full. I'm good.
Yeah. So we put you on vitamin D, put you on DIM, which helps balance out your hormones and helps detoxify your liver. Put you on methyl guard because of the elevated homocysteine, magnesium to help you sleep. Put you on a liver detox because your liver was elevated in the curcumin. So a lot of anti-inflammatory things to help kind of flush out all that stuff along with the elimination plan.
All right. Yeah, they definitely help. They definitely, you can definitely tell a difference when you don't take them.
Yeah. Yeah. Because has this changed your life? Like, what does your life look like now? It's only been 2 months, I know, but.
I get up before my alarm because I'm actually sleeping there. But like, I would be so exhausted. I'd just be in the bed trying to sleep, but I couldn't sleep. You know, that vicious cycle. You're just in the bed all the time because you can't sleep, if you know what I mean.
I do more
with my kids. I do more. I'm more present. That's why I told Jaleesa, I just want to be present and feel like being present. Because I was just having a fear that I was going to have grandbabies that I didn't feel like doing anything with.
Or remember their names.
Yes.
Right. Or remember their names. That is
true. My brain fog was so bad and my work is easier. Like I can keep up with all my work and my deadlines. I don't have to have a sticky note everywhere, all over everything. You know, I can actually mm-hmm. remember things. And so that was that was a major thing to me.
I mean, yeah, being a police officer, you can't be hurting everywhere, not be able to do the physical demands, have brain fog. Like, you can't, that was going to force you to have to leave your job if you didn't do something about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you can't work all these shifts and not sleep.
No. No. Well, that's awesome, though. You're doing so, so amazing. And we're so thankful to have you in the program. And we're thankful that you came on and chatted with us.
Yeah. So what would you tell someone that's on the fence about making this huge jump? Because it's a big investment. It's a big, it's a big leap of faith, right? Like, you were told nothing was wrong with you. So what would you tell someone that's kind of out there looking or on the fence? Like, what would your words of encouragement kind of be?
I would say just give it a shot. Give it 1 month, give it 2 weeks, just listen to what y'all have to say and just give it a try. Because even I was like, I've been through like 17 different doctors. And then whenever 17. I talked to y'all, I was like, I prayed about it. And I was like, I'm going to give this one more try. And so this is it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I won't turn back. This is what, and I even told one of my friends, I was like, you need to try this program that I'm on. And she was like, I don't have all that money. And I said, well, I'm telling you, I think it will help you, because her doctor's like getting her on all the rheumatoid arthritis stuff, like sending her to all the arthritis doctors and stuff. And I'm like, I bet you have the same thing going on with you that I have with me. So
yeah,
because it sounds like the same symptoms. She's hurting in her joints and stuff, and they ran me through all the arthritis doctors and stuff. So she's starting the journey that I was on so many years ago.
Yeah.
You went to 17 doctors.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And what all did they tell you?
Fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, just on and on. They wanted to put injections in my back. They tried to put me on pain medicine. They did put me on pain medicine for a while. But I took myself off of it. Just on and on, tried to medicate me. Gave me a hysterectomy.
Yeah. And then the amazing thing is then within what, a week or 2 weeks then all of that was gone. That's amazing.
So 15 years and 17 doctors, and you were with us for 2 weeks and it's been two months.
I was on the right track. I knew I was on the right track within 2 weeks.
That is insane.
So I won't go back. I know what I'm doing. I know what's working. So I'm going to stay with this.
But you know what? Like, this is a story that we hear all the time, right? That you get, like, you've been to all these doctors. No one knows what to look for. They're looking to just give you a medication. They're not looking at the root cause. Like, no one probably during those 17 visits talked to you about how inflammatory foods could be causing your issues or talked to you about supplements.
They never once told me it could be my nutrition, or it could be something that I'm allergic to or having a reaction to, or anti-inflammatory or something like that. They thought I was pill shopping. A lot of them thought I was pill. I had to take my husband that worked for the DEA with me to keep him from giving me a prescription. Wow. Every time they wanted to shove pills at me.
Wow.
And that's so crazy. Or trying to give me shots in my back for pain or whatever. So yeah, they just wanted to put a Band-Aid on it. They didn't want to address it.
Yeah.
I've had so many MRIs, so many scans of every different thing. My file is very thick of the things that they've ran on me.
And think about how many thousands of dollars that cost you, or your insurance, right? Like, if you add up all the money that you spent in those 15 years of suffering, all the diagnostic tests, like, that isn't even a fraction of what it costs to work with us.
No. And just the co-pays alone that I had to pay out of pocket. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally insane. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we always ask our girl guest one last question. So, Shauna, I'm sure you know, Angel, but what Shauna's going to ask you her fun question.
Do you know my question?
What?
Are you prepared? My end of the podcast. She's like all nervous. She looks like a deer in headlights. Poor Angel. Oh, she's like, I've never podcasted. But what did I do? Okay, Angel, if you could be one Disney princess, which Disney princess would you be?
I'm probably thinking The Little Mermaid. That's my daughter's favorite. Oh,
that has perfect. To be I love that. Yeah, I was trying to think of like a cool, like tough chick Disney princess because you're like a cop. I was trying to think of like.
Well, only reason I did that is because my grands love her, and then my daughter loves her. So
cute. I love it. And Little Mermaid, she's a good one. She was always sweet, so that's good. And you have your Southern accent. I like it. It works.
I told you, Lisa. I said, I'm so Southern. I'm so country. That's what Eleanor said. Is her name Eleanor?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, you're so good. Yeah.
It's cute. I love it. But thank you so much for coming on. We really, really appreciate it. And it was a great testimony for the other ladies to hear, too, of just how the program does truly help so many women. So this was great. And yeah. And if you ladies listening, we don't mind if you leave us a kind review and a 5-star rating, that helps us very much and gets the word out to all the other ladies. So we will catch you next time. See ya.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.